Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010, and this is audio boo number 50, the big 5-0, and I'm driving home, and I'm driving west, and it looks like the sky is clearing, and I think my grandma would say, if she were still around, red sky at night, sailor's delight, right? Time of the year where I missed my grandma. Holiday time. Grandma loved to bake. And not that I haven't had my share of baked goodies. Anyways, stock market did today what it basically has been doing the last few, which is trickle up. Go higher, go higher, go higher. And although the NDX was flat, what's that? I got money in the NDX. But really kind of status quo, and I guess that's good news. And what I did want to bring up today was oil prices. One of the things I've been talking about is that, you know, as the economy improves, we are going to see increased demand for gasoline. And if you're out shopping, you know it already. The malls are crowded, so people are driving to the malls. But even more crowded than last year, it certainly seems that way. I don't know how many traffic jams I've hit lately, but quite a few where I am just stuck in traffic. I'm trying to get here and there. That didn't seem to be the case last year. I think we're starting to see it in fuel prices and oil prices. So that's going to be one of the themes going forward. And, of course, President Obama, in a very well-timed, or actually ill-timed, I was being sarcastic, move, he, you know, banned offshore drilling again. So, you know, just when we really need new supply of oil available, doesn't necessarily have to come on market, but it certainly would be nice to have some taps at the ready to hit should we have demand that spikes oil up into the, or gasoline prices into the $4 range or $5 range, which is kind of where I expect things to go as the economy improves. And of course I'm talking my book here a little bit as I do own some oil, but certainly not a recommendation, although I did see Warren Buffett owns Conoco, which is not the stock I own. Maybe that's the stock I should own. Nice dividend yield, and of course wouldn't it be nice to get one of these stocks before Warren Buffett had it? You know, let him plow his millions in there. Of course, I guess if we just wanted to own whatever Warren Buffett owned, we could just buy Berkshire Hathaway and just, you know, go to the movies and not worry about it. But that's not what I'm doing, and I don't recommend that. But, hey, whatever. So, Christmas week, I am done shopping. Feels good to be done. It's been raining here, seems like nonstop for the past week, which probably has contributed to some of the traffic as well. But, boy, it's good to be done. Good to be done a little early, so I don't have to worry about it the next few days. Although I do have to wrap, and that's, I don't know about you, I don't like to wrap. Anyways, that's it. So I am using the Audioboo application, which I hardly ever use. And I read on their blog that they're coming out with a new Audioboo app soon. I don't know what kind of features it'll have, but it'll be fun to check it out. That means no intro music, no outro music. Although if you heard my intro music from the last Audioboo, pretty much sucked. I totally mistimed it. I wasn't even paying attention. I just added it and uploaded, and it was a little off-timed. Anyways, hey, that's it. Take it easy. See ya.